This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's skip the Jamie Open because her time is short. We're going to Paris. We're going to the Olympics. She is the modern-day Jim McKay. She's covered Olympics after Olympics, and Jamie's with us. And her time is short because Simone Biles is just minutes away. Is it possible when you're talking to me that you're going to say, hey, Simone, I'll get you in like 10 minutes?
No, because I only get 3 minutes with her, as does each of the people who are here. So wow. She is two away from me right now.
Okay.
She looks stunning, by the way, in a white jumpsuit. Just gorgeous. Makeup done, hair done. She's looking very confident after, you know, all the amazing things that she did here. So, unfortunately, I have to be a little quieter, too,
sure.
Because I'm trying to be respectful of the other media here.
Understand. What is the first question you're going to ask her?
Is she enjoying the moment?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sometimes when there's so much pressure and you've trained so long and you ask athletes, and some, Jamie, say, oh, for sure. I loved it. I was at, and they're like, others say, are you kidding me? I can enjoy it maybe afterwards, or maybe I need a month. But it is interesting how they process it.
Yeah, I mean, she's talked a lot about that. Just, you know, obviously I covered her in 2021 during the Tokyo Olympics as well. And that was something where, you know, she really did start talking about her mental health and everything that went into her routines and the pressure she felt and getting the twisties and coming out of that. And I think that's why this is truly a celebration with her leaving here. I know there's been a lot of talk about the balance beam and the silver on floor in the last 24 hours because those were the last events. But I think we can't forget that over the course of this entire Olympics, how she's stepped up. She's been a leader. She's, you know, really taken her team to the next level and been an inspiration to her teammates, who someone like Suni Lee, Minnesota's own, told me yesterday she's proven that, you know, gymnasts can do anything. And, you know, Simone Biles is 27 years old. She's overcome a lot. And here she is still, you know, the GOAT.
Well, that is part of the debate, too. Yeah. Here she is, 27. Okay. She's accomplished so much.
Yes,
and some are wondering if she's going to go to L.A. Do you have to go?
I'm not asking that question. And I have to go.
Okay.
We'll talk later.
Okay. See ya. Yeah.
Bye.
I mean, I don't think Simone is giving proper respect to our conversation.
I think it's very clear she's not. They're just not giving any respect to it.
Yeah. I mean, you think maybe she'd have to come on the show now.
Be nice.
As a person. As a payback.
She could do a little demonstration, you know, a little floor routine in here. She could find the space.
So what was your first question? I assume because you were ripping her on the balance beam yesterday, that would be your first question.
That's what my first question would be. What happened?
Yeah.
We call you the GOAT.
Wow. I mean, we almost lost Major Garrett, and we talked to Jamie for 18 seconds.
Roughly.
There was a lot. People don't realize all the behind-the-scenes juggling that took place in trying to get Major and Jamie. And in the end, I basically had to beg Major to do 12:35 because really his only window was 1:05. And then we chatted with Jamie for 47 seconds. And by the way, I don't blame Jamie at all. She can't really say to CBS, hey, I had Simone Biles, but I had to do this silly midday show where they pay me nothing and ask me these inane questions. And also they call me like 7 minutes late.
I think the pay me nothing thing, that would have... It would have worked on her behalf.
Yeah.
She would have said, look, I understand what you sent me here for, but this is so important.
That's my commitment.
I do this show for free once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, she's kind of bored with us now, too. I mean, we're sensing it.
I think you can take kind of right out of that sentence.
Well,
I have a feeling Simone was still like 8 people away.
What if it turns out that Gail is actually interviewing Simone Biles? And then when we see it and we text Jamie, she's like, oh, I was the conduit. You know, I just couldn't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think we should feel bad. I mean, she's the queen of the Olympics right now, Simone Biles. Jamie should have dumped us.
I thought you were saying Jamie was the queen of the Olympics.
No, I'm not.
Who's been to more Olympics, Jamie or Simone?
It's a fair question. Was this Jamie's fourth? So then it'd be Jamie, right? Biles, 31 in L.A. What's your guess?
Yes.
I think her comment the other day about her opponent and how great she is and get me away from her. Now, maybe it's just the moment, right? But that was a bit telling. I say no. Now, unless she just literally steps away for 3 years and does whatever she needs to do to qualify and feels like she can just turn it on like that. But maybe because of the twisties with the last Olympics, she doesn't feel like she can do that. That she has to be right in the whole meat grinder the entire time.
Yeah, you don't need four years of meat grinder, though. You could take a year or two off, stay in shape, but then get it back. I saw Katie Ledecky. She's 30, I think. And Tirico asked her about L.A., and her first response was, it would be a dream. Now I have to go through it and see that I want to keep swimming, that I still love the sport, but to, you know, participate in your home country, for your country.
Okay, so not the literal age is olding, because I get that. I get math a little bit. What's older, a 34-year-old swimmer or a 31-year-old gymnast? They're both incredibly atypical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't remember watching a 34-year-old swimmer or a 31-year-old gymnast who were at the peak of their game. Now, maybe neither one would be at the peak, but they're both so bleeping good that they still could win. I mean, Ledecky in her events, maybe not quite as dominant, but still eviscerating a lot of folks, right?
Yes. I mean, in the 1500, she, you know, won by at least half a pool length. How old was... Now, Phelps is 39. I'm trying to remember. Was he at Tokyo or not?
No. It's been 8 years for him, right? So he was 31.
31?
Yeah. Yeah. I think with Major, I mentioned Spitz, too, and I meant Phelps.
Spitz works, though.
Spitz works.
That's very convenient.
Probably more for Major it works. I mean, he's, what, 30, 40 years older than me? Or maybe three?
One or two?
I think he's three. Is he going to dump us to when he goes to the middle of nowhere in California? And I saw where he's going. It's the middle of nowhere. Is he going to, from his Ted Kaczynski like compound, is he still going to join us in Fridays? And should we be worried what happens? Like, he's going to go from this really plugged in guy to now he's just doing the copy machine all the time.
He's just going to play the hits. That's right.
He's just going to play the hits. Well, I think now, I mean, Walls is the story. Next hour, we have two more guests. We have Kurt Dowd, who, as we pointed out at the start of the show, has battled Tim Walls about as much as any public official in the state, right? And then we have Jacob Fry, who's inextricably linked with Tim Walls. Is Jacob Fry ready to be back in the news as much as he's about to be in the news? Right? Because the George Floyd riots are about to come up over and over and over again.
He's going to get a couple calls.
And he's going to be asked to participate in interviews. This is his first interview today, talking with us about this. I genuinely believe he's pleased for Tim Walls. I believe their relationship is much, much better than it was during everything that was going on, because, again, Jacob Fry reached out to Tim Walls days ahead of when Tim Walls responded. And it was, you know, wait, you didn't fill out the proper paperwork. Seemed a bit bizarre. It still seems a bit bizarre to me, too. But I doubt he wants to be brought back into this national conversation, but it's about to happen. So I think we should jump back into the Walls conversation. I think I should also tell you about Twins tickets.
Great plan.
Our ball club is rolling. I listened a little bit last night. to Atterbury. And Gladden's on the road.
Mm-hmm. He likes Chicago.
Yeah, I heard it at the end of the Sunday game. This is the family trip. So he brought his 7-year-old
yes.
grandson.
On the charter, right?
And Gladden was saying that he was confident. He was walking on the plane. He was talking with the guys.
How cool would that be?
That's
7 years old.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. How about the game? Don't call in now. But there's sometimes we're giving out dog tickets. Let's just be honest. Not this situation.
Mm-hmm. Schedule looks favorable.
This Sunday, a 4-pack of tickets for the Cleveland Guardians. The team our club is chasing. And to quote a friend of mine who's talking right now, objects in your mirror are closer than they appear. 3.5 back now, right?
I think that's it. We picked up one last night, right?
The Guardians at 1:10. We've got a doubleheader on Friday, and I'm in a golf thing. Can I call in from the golf thing just on my phone and do 12 to 12:30, and that counts as a work day?
No, we actually prefer you don't.
Yeah. Well, maybe Adam and Jordan are back on the road. I'd have to do the golf show. I mean, I totally get what they were doing. There's like a somber moment going on for a great cause, and then you're trying to do wacky hijinks.
You can't yuck it up on the morning
show,
as Adam
calls it. You can't yuck it up when they're honoring deceased police officers. Hi, everybody! Pretty tough to do that in the background. So, Twins Ticket Tuesday, by the way, presented by Miller Marine and Power Lodge St. Cloud, Bennington Pontoon's largest dealer. So before this show is done, a chance to see your Guardians, the club the Twins are trying to chase down.
Just be the third caller when you hear that sounder, but we're not playing it right now.
Not now. More Tim Walz talk when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we're talking about this today. Number one, Minnesota, 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 okay? Number two, this is a show where we like to talk politics. So would I be talking about this nearly as much if it was Shapiro? No. And this isn't to separate my shoulder, pat myself on the back. God knows I'll do that enough. But I think Josh Shapiro's a star. I really do. And I wish I could vote. I mean, I can. I guess I can write him in. My policy is I need the individual to actually run for the office for me to write them in. But if you told me right now my options are Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, or Josh Shapiro, I would vote for Josh Shapiro 1,000 out of 1,000 times. Because he gets things done. He works with the other side. He has an excellent relationship with law enforcement. And Donald Trump's a star, okay? Barack Obama is a star. Bill Clinton, star. Josh Shapiro is a star. Now, maybe it's just in Pennsylvania and for the rest of the politicos. But the more visible he is, the more people are going to realize that. But let's get to this question. Does any of this matter? It's the vice presidential pick. What percentage of people who are trying to decide between Donald Trump and his politics and the person he is and the person that Kamala Harris is and her politics are going to say, man, I'm a little torn right now with that Tim Walz pick over J.D. Vance or that J.D. Vance pick over Tim Walz is going to be the tipping point. So if we say of all the folks who are going to vote, 0%, 100%. The Tim Walz selection today influenced what percentage? Dave Harrigan.
One point eight percent.
Who are these folks? Who are the 1.8%? Are they folks who are Trump van supporters? Or let's put it this way. Excuse me. Are they folks? Major's right. We've had these folks, these boomerang folks, who are Obama, Trump. Maybe Trump again. Maybe Obama. Maybe Obama, Romney. Trump, whatever, where they actually do bounce back and forth. And they looked at the Tim Walz selection and said, nope, just two left for me. And even though I'm not crazy about Donald Trump, the human, because he's lacking in decency and character. He just is. I'm gonna go with Trump and Vance because of the selection. Are they also individuals within the Democrats' party who love how left this is, where you're just appealing to the hardcore? You are appealing to the base. And let me also get back to the conversation I had with Major Garrett about Josh Shapiro and his religion. You are fully allowed to disagree with Josh Shapiro on policy after policy. I told you, we got a text recently from a longtime school teacher who doesn't agree at all with the voucher approach which Shapiro took. And I should have clarified this a little bit more. You should take a look at that. It's different than your typical voucher approach. It really is. So you're allowed to disagree with Shapiro. Can we also acknowledge that there is a troubling percentage of the far left where they're just anti-Semitic? They just are. Just like there is a troubling percentage on the right that is Islamophobic. And we see it too much through our texts. But the rise of anti-Semitism, Dave Harrigan, since October 7th, has been staggering. And if you're holding Josh Shapiro accountable for what he wrote, college paper, 28 years ago, get out of here. Josh Shapiro has called Benjamin Netanyahu one of the worst leaders of all time. He has called for a two-state solution, and there's been a staggering amount of generalizing, Dave, about him compared to Walz, Kelly, and others, because he's a Jew. So your 1.8% might be right in with a bunch of different categories. Is that fair, that it's not just all one?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's not a huge percent, obviously. People are going to care about the top of the ticket. It's Harris versus Trump.
Yep.
It's not Harris Walz versus Trump Vance in almost everybody's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, yeah. I mean, whether it's Minnesotans, whether it's, you know, Majors mentioned Wisconsin, Michigan.
Yep.
That Walz may gravitate towards them, may actually impact some voters, but it's not going to be a high percentage.
No. It's at the margins at best. I listen, with Trump, when Trump says VP selections don't matter, could some of that been related to how awful Vance has been perceived so far? A little, but more of it's two things: the truth and his ego.
Yeah, I think personally, I think VP selections will never win you an election. They can't help you lose an election.
That's probably.
See Sarah Palin.
Yeah, right. With Harris, because she's such an unknown so far, could it have a little more of an effect? Maybe. But let's see when she's out there more, when she participates in some interviews, and then there's just going to be little talk about Tim Walz. Aaron David Miller on this show, I don't know, 50 times, a lot, as a great Middle East guest. Are we about to face a horrifying situation in the Middle East? Aaron is moments away on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.